think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
At 12:46 in the morning on November 29th, 2025, a bystander walked near an apartment complex in Austin, Texas, and heard a thud. When they looked towards the sound, they found the body of a 19-year-old woman on the ground. She had fallen 17 stories from a balcony above. Her name was Brianna Aguilera. She was a Texas A&M student with dreams of becoming a criminal defense lawyer. Within a week, the Austin police held a press conference declaring her death a suicide. Within 24 hours of that press conference, high-profile attorney Tony Busby held his own, calling the investigation lazy and incompetent and demanding the Texas Rangers take over. He revealed that a TikTok video allegedly showed an altercation at the apartment that night with someone screaming, "Get off me." This is Busby's allegation. He revealed that a rape kit is pending, and that suicide note police kept talking about. Busby claims it wasn't a suicide note at all. He says it was a creative writing assignment. This case just exploded. So let's talk about what happened to Brianna Aguilera. And in the comment section on YouTube, I'd love to hear your thoughts and your feedback. Also, press subscribe while you are there. Love to get that. And if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts right now, if you don't mind, if you like what we're doing, you like our coverage of this in many cases, please leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts. All right. First, let me tell you who this young woman was, because context matters. Brianna grew up in Laredo, Texas. She was a cheerleader at United High School, graduated magna cum laude, and earned her spot at Texas A&M University. She was a sophomore at the Bush School of Government and Public Service, studying political science with plans to go to law school, specifically in New York. She wanted to be a criminal defense lawyer. She was 1 year away from getting her Aggie ring, which, if you know anything about Texas A&M culture, you know that's a milestone Aggies take seriously. Her mother, Stephanie Rodriguez, says they talked every single day, every day, including the morning of November 28th, the day everything went horribly wrong. Her cousin told reporters that Brianna was terribly afraid of heights. And here's a detail that becomes important later. Brianna had taken a creative writing course the previous semester. Keep all of this in mind. Now let's walk through the night of November 28th, 2025. It's rivalry weekend, Texas versus Texas A&M, one of the biggest games in college football. Brianna traveled to Austin to watch the game and party with friends. That afternoon, somewhere between 4 and 5 p.m., she arrived at a tailgate that was hosted by some folks that she knew. According to police, Brianna became heavily intoxicated at this tailgate. By around 10 p.m., she was asked to leave. Witness says say that she was staggering, repeatedly dropping her phone. At some point, a friend tried to help her leave, and Brianna reportedly punched that friend. But here's something else that happened at that tailgate, and this is important. This was some kind, there was some kind of confrontation between Brianna and another woman. The details are murky, but what we know is this, that same woman ended up at the apartment later that night. Remember that. So that's allegedly what happened. After leaving the tailgate, Brianna apparently wandered into the wooded area nearby where she lost her phone. It would later be recovered by police near Walnut Creek by the Austin Rugby Club. Her mother describes it as being thrown into the woods. Police say she dropped it while staggering. Around 6 p.m. that evening, Brianna's phone had gone to do not disturb mode. Her mother says this was highly unusual. They had a rule that when Brianna went out, she kept her location on and stayed reachable. When the phone went dark and the text stopped getting answered, her mother started to worry. Somehow, despite being highly intoxicated and having lost her phone, Brianna made it to the 21 Rio Apartments in Austin's West Campus neighborhood. Security cameras show her entering the building just after 11 p.m. and going up to an apartment on the 17th floor. At 12:30 a.m., surveillance footage shows a large group of people leaving that apartment. After they left, only four people remained inside, Brianna and three other young women. At 12:43 a.m., Brianna borrowed a phone from one of her friends to call her boyfriend, who was out of town. That call lasted about 1 minute. According to both the witness and the apartment and the boyfriend himself, Brianna and her boyfriend got into an argument during that call. At 12:44 a.m., the call ended. At 12:46 a.m., 2 minutes later, a bystander called 911 to report finding a body on the ground outside the building. 2 minutes. And by 12:56 a.m., Brianna Aguilera was pronounced dead. Now, on December 4th, Austin police held a press conference. It's unusual for police to speak publicly about suicide cases, and Police Chief Lisa Davis acknowledged that, but she said inaccurate information had been circulating online, leading to harm of innocent people, bullying included. So they decided to lay out their evidence. And here's what they presented. They found a deleted digital note on Brianna's phone dated November 25th, 3 days before her death, addressed to specific people in her life. They called it a suicide note. They found text messages sent to a friend the night she died indicating suicidal thoughts. They said she had made suicidal comments to friends back in October. They referenced self-harming actions that evening, though they didn't specify what those were. And they said all the witnesses cooperated fully. The lead detective, Robert Marshall, said that between all the witness statements, video evidence, and digital evidence collected, quote, at no time did any evidence point to this being anything of a criminal nature. Chief Davis closed by saying sometimes the truth doesn't provide the answers we're hoping for. And that is this case. Case closed, right? No, not even close, apparently, because the very next day, December 5th, attorney Tony Busby held his own press conference in Houston. If you don't know who Tony Busby is, he's the guy who's represented the women in the Deshaun Watson case, the Sharon Sharp case, and more recently, or the Shannon Sharp case, and more recently, the Sean Diddy Combs cases. He's not a small-time operator, and he comes out swinging. Standing alongside Brianna's parents, Busby said, "I am suggesting that there's some kind of conspiracy, or am I suggesting that there's some kind of conspiracy? No. I'm suggesting they're lazy and they're incompetent." He added, "Good investigators lead to conclusion, or good investigations lead to conclusions. Bad investigations start with a conclusion." It's Monday morning, by the way. And then he started dropping some bombs. These are the allegations from Busby, okay? The first one, he says, is about that suicide note. Busby said it wasn't a suicide note at all. He claims the deleted note police found was an essay from a creative writing class Brianna took the previous semester, not a suicide note, a homework assignment. If that's true, well, the entire foundation of APD's case just crumbled, if that's true. Okay, that's a big if. We haven't seen it. That's a big if. Second, the balcony. Busby pointed out that Brianna was short, and he says the balcony railing at 21 Rio was too high for her to climb over without standing on furniture first. So he asked a simple question, where's the furniture? Police found no furniture on that, but on that balcony. So how exactly did she get over that railing? Third, and this is a big one, Busby revealed that someone posted a TikTok video around the time of her death. He says the video shows an altercation at the apartment, fighting, screaming, and someone yelling, "Get off me! Get off me!" Now, police said at their press conference that there was no evidence of an altercation in that apartment. They specifically addressed online rumors about a fight and said the only physical confirmation that they found evidence of was Brianna punching a friend at the tailgate. But Busby says he has witnesses his team spoke to directly, who heard an altercation in the apartment, and apparently someone recorded it. Fourth, remember that woman Brianna had a confrontation with at the tailgate? Busby pointed out that the same woman was at the apartment when Brianna died. Why didn't police find that significant? Why wasn't that explored? These are the questions Busby is asking again. Fifth, the phones. Busby says his team asked APD why they didn't examine the phones of the other three girls who were in the apartment. He says police told them, "We don't have the power to look at their phones." Busby's response, hogwash. Six, the apartment leaseholder. Busby revealed that the person who leased the apartment moved out after the incident. Police allowed this to happen, and APD didn't mention it in their press conference. Why, he asks. I don't know. Something like this happens in your apartment, I think I might be out too. And then there's the elephant in the room that nobody saw coming. Busby revealed that police are still awaiting results from an autopsy, a toxicology test, and here's the part that made everyone's drop, a rape kit. Busby's argument is simple. You can't close a case before you even have the cause of death from the medical examiner, period, full stop. You don't have that right. You don't have that authority. The autopsy takes 30 to 90 days. It hasn't been completed. The toxicology hasn't been completed. The rape kit test results aren't back. And yet Austin police held a press conference telling the world this was a suicide. Brianna's mother, Stephanie Rodriguez, also spoke at that press conference. And I want you to hear her words. She said, "My daughter was not suicidal. I know my daughter better than anyone. We spoke every day. I spoke to her on the 25th, the 26th, and the 27th. Even the morning of the 28th, she was not suicidal." She said she dreamt of attending law school in New York and wanted to become a criminal defense lawyer. And then she addressed Austin police directly. "I can deal with you being annoying each time I call or try to talk to you, but I cannot deal with you doing a news conference and saying false things about my child without a thorough investigation." Now, after Busby's press conference, APD released a statement. They said they stand by the information they provided, but they added something interesting. They clarified that the Travis County Medical Examiner determines the cause and manner of death, and APD has never made a determination in this case. If they held a press conference presenting evidence of suicide, They have their lead detective walk through all the reasons why they believe she took her own life. And now they're saying they never made a determination? Maybe not in paper, but publicly, you kind of were leaning in a direction, so which is it? Again, this is a foggy area in a case like this where I'm trying to look at this going, what's going on here? It could just be really bad police work. That doesn't necessarily negate it being a suicide. Bad police work doesn't mean it's a conspiracy. But it's hard to know right now. That's why it's important to ask questions. Busby isn't waiting around to find out. He's determined that APD remove lead detective Robert Marshall from the case and assign someone new. If they don't, he says he'll formally request that Governor Greg Abbott engage the Texas Rangers to take over the investigation. He's preparing 30 to 40 pages of evidence and witness statements to submit to the governor's office. And as of this recording, the Texas Department of Public Safety said they haven't received a formal request yet, but it's coming. Now, before I give you any of my thoughts, let me tell you about something that's been haunting me ever since we started looking into this case. In January 2019, a young man named Grant Hernandez died at the same apartment complex, 21 Rio. He was also 19 years old. He was also a Texas A&M student visiting friends at UT Austin. He fell from the 18th floor. His death was also ruled a suicide. Grant's father, Ezekiel Hernandez, came forward this week after seeing the coverage of Brianna's death, and he told reporters, "It's just so similar to my son. How does this happen?" Well, it's a tall building, and you have young, drunk, or high, or out of their mind young people in a very tall building. Honest to God, that's how that happens. Now, we don't know for sure in this case, but if we're playing the odds here, and you have hundreds of young, intoxicated people coming to and fro this building over the course of time, it's bound that some are going to go over the rails. It's what happens in tall buildings. It's what happens on bridges. It's what happens on all things like this. I know it sounds like really crass and horrible, but look at the history of tall buildings and people going off of them. It doesn't always mean they're waving giant red flags saying, "I'm suicidal, please help me now." Sometimes it means they had too much to drink or too much of whatever and too much of life. And in a split second moment, which many suicides do take place in, they make a horrible choice that they can't walk back from. Now, I'm not saying that that is the case here, but I'm saying that is the case in many, many, many cases where someone ends it. And the family can't believe it, and they're shocked, and oh my God. And you know what? That person probably couldn't believe it either had they sobered up. But they can't walk back from that. The medical examiner found drugs in Grant's system. His father believes he hallucinated. But he also said, "We were in search for answers too, and we never quite got the answers I felt like we wanted." His case is closed. And that's a key thing here. Getting the answers you want versus what the answers actually are. In a case like this, if you're the parent, you certainly will never want to hear your child made a horrible, horrible choice because of some sort of intoxicant they were on. A choice they probably would have never have made had they not been high or drunk at that moment. But unfortunately, that is the reality, whether you want it or not. And a lot of people can understand that and accept that. Want versus reality are two very different things. But you have two Texas A&M students, same age, same apartment complex, same manner of death, 6 years apart. Maybe that's a coincidence. Maybe it's not. I think it probably is. And it deserves to be asked. Maybe we need higher railings. It sounds like there was high railings, but Busby thinks you needed some sort of furniture to get over the railing. I don't know. So where does it leave us? We have two completely different stories being told. Austin police says a young woman with documented mental health struggles got intoxicated, got into an argument with her boyfriend, and in a moment of crisis took her own life. Tragic, but not criminal. The family says a young woman with her whole life ahead of her was in an apartment where something violent happened. There's allegedly a video with screaming. There's a woman she'd fought with earlier that same night. There's a suicide note. They're saying it was homework. The balcony railing was too high to climb without furniture. That wasn't there. And police decided it was suicide before the sun came up without waiting for the autopsy, the toxicology, or the rape kit. Here's what we know for certain. I don't know what happened to Brianna Aguilera, and I'm suspicious of anyone who tells you they do, on either side. What we do know is that a 19-year-old woman is dead. Her mother is in agony, and there are tests pending that could change everything. There's a TikTok video that allegedly shows something APD says didn't happen or just didn't talk of at all. There's an attorney with a track record of not backing down who just called in the Texas Rangers. This case is not over. It is just getting started. The autopsy results will come. The toxicology will come. The kit results will come. And when they do, we'll know a lot more about what really happened in those 2 minutes between the end of that phone call and the 911 call. Until then, Brianna Aguilera deserves the truth. Her family deserves the truth. And right now, I'm not convinced anyone has given it to them. Stay tuned here. We'll keep following this. Press subscribe wherever you are downloading us. If you're listening to us on a podcast platform, if it's Apple Podcasts, while you're at it, hey, give us a review there on Apple Podcasts. We greatly appreciate that. Your kind words help other folks find us. We greatly, greatly appreciate a review there at Apple Podcasts. And if you're not there, you're on YouTube or you want to go to YouTube, please check us out on YouTube. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. You can comment on this story. We do read our comments. We try to respond to them. We'd love to hear your thoughts. And hit subscribe while you're there as well so you don't miss any of our coverage. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We will talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now. And don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.